This guy is my favorite guy ever. I bow to this guy. This is in the New York Post. A con man is now up to 35 girlfriends.
Whoa.
At one time. And what is the fraud, you ask? I mean, you could date as many people as you want.
Sure. Yeah. There's no, I mean, if you're not serious with somebody, if you haven't had the talk about like, are we boyfriend, girlfriend, you can do whatever you want.
But to make the New York Post, it's not that big of a deal. Unless you're married to all 35, then that's a problem. But he's not married to them.
Oh, okay.
But what he does do is he tells them it's his birthday on different days. So he's a 39-year-old part-time worker with no address, told each of his girlfriends that his birthday fell on different dates so he could receive gifts.
And free dinner and probably sexual favors.
So he's talked each girl to giving him like $1,000 worth of presents, clothes, and money.
How long is he dating them for? I mean, he's got to be dating them long enough. Like if you're okay. So if you're in like the first month or two of a relationship, you want to like pour it on. It's his birthday. I want to show him. He better be super hot. Please tell me he's like super hot.
I he's a guy. I don't know. I mean, he's.
Do they have the picture?
Yeah, he's just a guy.
Show me the picture.
Oy vey. It's on a different computer. I can't show you the picture.
Okay, fine. So I'm gonna go ahead and Google it right now as we speak.
Just bring up Con Juan. C-O-N Juan.
Okay, Con Juan.
Yeah. So he's busted. So all the girls found out about each other and they went to the police, banded together a la John Tucker Must Die.
Okay.
Because he's pulling this huge romance scam on them.
His name is Takashi Miyagawa. He's 39. I mean, he's, you know, he's handsome.
So far he's up to $2 million that he's scammed women out of.
How is that possible?
Because last year he talked an 80-year-old woman into her life savings.
Oh, that's sad.
But I just wonder how you got 35 girlfriends. How do you pull this off?
You're not looking for hot women. You're not looking for smart women. You're not looking for women that get whatever they want. You're looking for women that are like super lonely or have just gotten broken up with or are vulnerable. You know, you're looking for women that, you know, don't have a lot of, they have a lot of time and not a lot of things to do. And you've come along and they have money and they're like, whatever, it's a good time, you know, or they're women that are like, you know, he must be pouring it. Look, con men are good at what they do. They con you. They con people into believing something that is physically untrue. Like they can see in front of their faces, you know, something that is completely untrue, but yet they don't want to believe it. That's what con men do. That's what's so good about them is, I mean, not good, but that's why they're so good at what they do. Because they make you defy your own eyes.
Well, I think dating 5 women would be the limit because there's only so many days in a week.
Right.
So if you say, okay, we're going to go out on Monday, the next one you go out on Wednesday, then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, then you switch days. But how do you do it with 35?
Well, no, you don't go out with, you can't be serious with 35 women because every woman wants to see you. You know, why aren't you here tonight? What about tonight? You can't be in that place in a relationship where they're wanting to be with you every single day. You got to be really casual. And that's what keeps them strung along, you know?
But then like, he says, hey, by the way, next Monday, my birthday.
Right.
So I really like, I don't know, Gucci. If you're going to buy something for me, Gucci. But then how do you keep track of their birthdays? How do you keep track of their names? That would drive me crazy.
He goes on his phone, he goes to notes. He's probably like, you know, Sarah, redhead,
birthday. 42,
birthday, September 14th, you know, it'll be 43, like whatever.
So when she texts them, he goes, okay, notes, Sarah, no kids. Okay, got it.
Right. That's what I mean. He's got to keep copious notes. There was a famous story like this with a guy that kind of swindled. Not as many. It wasn't 35 women, but I think it was like in the 20. It was like 22 women, something like that. It was on the ID channel. And it was weird because he didn't kill anybody, but he was swindling them out of their like life savings and convincing them that they were the one. And a couple of them he married, even though the marriages were illegal. Mm-hmm. So he married them and he put them on his life insurance and put him on, you know, got his name on their life insurance and the deeds to their houses. This one woman, he took her house, her boat, her car, her entire bank account, and then split.
See, I can understand that if you're only dating, I don't know, three women, you can handle that. But 35, I have a problem with that. I can't remember people's names now.
Right.
If I'm going out on, hey, Jack, Sarah, I mean, you know, that.
No, but that's your sole job. When you're somebody who is a con person, a con man, con woman, that's your job. It's part of your job to keep the con going. So part of the con is, you know, especially the long con, knowing everything about the person, knowing what you want from them, and then methodically going about getting. I mean, these people are sociopaths.
So he's sitting at home studying. That's what he's doing.
Sure. He may have one of those walls, like a murder wall, where he has got a picture and strings, you know, four kids, two houses, one car, you know, whatever.
This one has the best chance of getting the most money. And this one is the best in bed. And I can imagine.
Right. Yeah. I mean, they're not looking for a partner. They're looking for somebody to swindle.
And where's that room usually in their house? Isn't it like behind their closet? Like you have to push the clothes back and there's a room back there.
Right.
That one of the girls finds that room, sees the springs, and first thing you think is killer. But no, he's just scamming you out of birthday presents. He really likes cake. That's
he really like. Can you imagine if he wasn't taking any money? He just really liked cake
and birthdays. You have to
treat birthday cake every night
special because it's my birthday. So yeah, you'd have to put that in your notes too. I told Sarah my birthday is April 1st. I told Jackie my birthday is May
April 2nd, April 3rd, April 4th. Right.
Right.
But that's how you know it's a guy and not a woman. A woman doesn't want to have that many birthdays.
But if they're not real birthdays, you kind of do because women have birthday months.
Right.
You know, they like the birthday. They don't like the advanced date where they grow older. But you like people treating you a certain way and buying you things.
I've got a friend going through that right now. She just turned 40. And I'm like, when is your birthday even? Because it's like every day there's a new 40 celebration. Like, now we're going here. Now we're going there. Now we're doing this. Now we're doing that. And I'm like, how many days are you having this birthday? Like, what do you like when we were 30? It was one thing to be like, it's my birthday month. Mm-hmm. But I mean, by 40 and she has two kids, like, really, we're still doing birthday month? Not just birthday weekend, not just like a couple of days. No. She's doing full on birthday month. She has all kinds of plans. If you've been vaccinated, of course, she's not just inviting people willy nilly, but she has, I mean, there's a new event every single day. I've never seen anything like it. I'm like, you're 40. Stop it.
But if she had 35 boyfriends, she could get 35 different things because it's a big birthday. That's the one you can say, it's my 40th. You should take me to an island. You should, you know. They want to do something special on the big birthdays.
Right.
You know, when it's the 42nd birthday, it's not really that big.
Where was this guy when my mother was around? Like, I've never dated a guy with money, like with a capital M. Do you know what I mean? Like, the fact that he finds women who can afford him and afford his lifestyle is amazing. Like, I don't think about someone's bank account. Just like, do I like them is all I go with. And then if they have a job, awesome. But that's so not on my to-do list. Mm-hmm. The fact that his priority is how much money do they have? Like when he meets somebody else who's homeless or jobless or on unemployment, you know, he obviously doesn't go down that road with him later. You know what I mean? He knows to say later. So he susses that out from the very beginning. He's very good at figuring out like who has a job and who doesn't.
Right. He's more interested in their car than they are of his car.
Because
he's saying, oh, what do you do for a living? Well, I can get better presents out of this girl.
Yeah. The sad thing is that there's actually women that he conned that probably think he really cared about them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the bad thing. But they bought him things and they fell for it. And for the 20th day in a row, when you ask him to come over and he has an excuse.
Right.
You know.
See, now you always, I'm so cynical. Now you know why I'm so cynical about men and relationships. There you go.